Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. Lee Clark says he isn't concerned by the bust-up involving Steve Bruce and Matt Ritchie, but he's warned Newcastle need to start winning games fast. The United duo clashed at the club's Benton training base last week after Bruce, in his post-match interview, blamed Ritchie for not passing on tactical instructions during the 1-1 draw against Wolves. The animosity between the pair boiled over in the build-up to the West Brom game last Sunday. However, Ritchie has since apologised, and Bruce insists the situation has been resolved. And Clark, who worked as a player and coach on Tyneside, says squad bust-ups are normal, so he's not worried about that. However, he says that Newcastle need to start winning games to ensure they avoid relegation. Meanwhile, Andy Carroll will discover by mid-May whether he will get his contract at Newcastle extended for the next season. The former England international is keen to stay on Tyneside, but he could have work to do between now and then to earn a fresh deal. Carroll has been forced to watch on from the bench for much of the season and is unsure whether Bruce is willing to extend his stay. And finally, the prospects of Amanda Staveley's Saudi Arabia-backed consortium resurrecting their interest in Newcastle have suffered a major blow after the Gulf States Public Investment Fund entered into formal talks with Italian club Inter Milan. The PIF, which is the Saudi Arabian government's overseas investment arm, were the major financial backers of Staveley's bid to buy out Mike Ashley, which collapsed last July. Ashley is currently involved in a court battle with the Premier League over the collapse deal, and while High Court proceedings last week revealed that the arbitration process has not yet begun, it is hoped that a positive result could lead to Staveley's PCP Capital Partners returning to the negotiating table. However, according to latest reports, PIF have become frustrated with the amount of time it is taking, and they have turned their interest from Newcastle to Inter Milan. That's all for now. We'll have more later.